Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet Ogdi Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in to And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts. Amen? And at this time, we are taking prayer requests, and you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to play a selection to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. This evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless us this afternoon, this evening, with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss it. Amen. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. Call in your prayer requests at this time. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder. And in the meantime, I will play another selection.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender. Where you start, I am the one who does impossible.
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says, let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Oh, blood. 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's as simple as that. All you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Music. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, my devotional message is entitled, I Want to Be Central. Amen. Praise God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Thessalonians 3:16, where it says, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you, with all of you. Amen. My second scripture reading is coming from 1 John 4:18, and it says, There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Amen. Praise God. My third scripture reading is coming from Numbers 6:25-26 in the New King James Version, where it says, The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Again, my title is, I Want to Be Central in Your Entire Being. When your focus is firmly on me, my peace displaces fears and worries. They will encircle you, seeking entrance, so you must stay alert. Let trust and thankfulness stand guard, turning back fear before it can gain a foothold. There is no fear in my love, which shines on you continually. Sit quietly in my love light while I bless you with radiant peace. Turn your whole being to trusting and loving me. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was an inspiration unto you as it was unto me. Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, pick me up, Lord, and hold me in your loving arms. Protect me from the pressures of the day and remove the heaviness from my heart. Inspire me with the knowledge that you and I together can handle anything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays. We pray from 6 to 7 every Tuesday through Friday. So again, you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
And answer me. You said, Did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea. Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love. Is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no love.
are God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship.
Praise be to God. El Shaddai. Hallelujah, Jesus. Almighty God. El Shaddai, you are great and mighty in power. Your understanding and wisdom knows no limits. Your might knows no bounds. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways reach higher than my own. You surround me with the blessings of your provision as you covered with me through your Son, Jesus Christ. The balancing of the clouds and the wondrous works of the earth are nothing compared to you who sit enthroned in might and valor. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you're listening to Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 every Tuesday through Fridays. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will continue playing our inspirational music. And this is also our Thankful Thursday. If you have anything that you want to thank God for, now is the time that you could call in and give God the glory, the honor, and praise, and thank him for what he done in your life this week or last week or whatever time of day or night that God has blessed you. Amen. So right now, we're going to call on Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, say help the Savior please.
Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand. Call on Jesus. My deliverer, my healer. He will place your feet on solid ground.
Of God, and he'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be open. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a dumb fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. In Jesus' name. Again, we're coming to almost 5 more minutes of our sweet hour of prayer. And again, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. Amen.
when the music fades and words lose your touch. You will never cease praising you, Father. For you will come as full appreciation of your glory. For as long as we live to magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you.
Praise be to God. I hope and pray that you had enjoyed our inspirational music and our Thankful Thursday. Now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. It's in your hands.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Woo! I try to calm myself down. Y'all know I've been running. Try to act like I'm just waiting for my time to come. No, I've been running. I'm sitting here taking deep breath going, yeah. Bless the Lord. God bless you guys on this Thursday. And what an awesome Thursday it is. It is truly an awesome Thursday. I know we had a lot going on last week. A lot going on, I tell you. But you know what? I'm really, truly, told you I was running, trying to catch my breath. I'm truly happy for modern technology. I really am. Because someone that was dear to Pastor Stephen, his nephew, who was really like a son, it was his brother's son, and they had gotten close over the past year doing a lot of things together. He passed away, and he was driving a car or something, I don't know. He was headed home, and a 18-wheeler. And he was stopped. He wasn't moving at all. 18-wheeler came up behind him and slammed into him, and he died instantly. But the thing that I'm thankful to God for is because I know that hurt Pastor Stephen's heart, but I was so thankful that they did it live. They did the funeral live so that he could get closure. So I bless God for modern technology because of that. He was able to see everything. And they had the casket open where you could just look in it. I was like, okay, whoo, look at modern technology. So, but we bless God that he was able to see and get over it. You know, not get over it, but get closure.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes when you don't get to see it, you've heard it and you know it's true, but you can't believe it. It's one of those things, you know. So I'm glad that he was able to participate, even if it was online. So we thank God for that. We thank God for all the things he's created. I don't think that, try to get my breath, y'all. I don't think that anybody pays attention to everything that God has done. Did y'all hear me? I said everything that God has done. Not that man has done, but what God has done. Oh, my goodness, that a priest, but that is not the message today. Because what happens is man or woman, I'm talking human, get to believing in themselves. They get to believing that they did it. It was in their strength, in their knowledge, with their mind. What? Last time I checked, my mama told me we got a little pea brain. I said, oh, that ain't very big. You know, was she really mad at you? Go sit your little pea brain self down somewhere. And you're like, oh, I ain't got no big brain. But you learn later on in life that you don't need a big brain. You just need a brain. Come on now. Woo! I'm so glad I had good teachers. But anyway, we're going to get into this word because it is good. My goodness, glory to God. So it's short, it's sweet. I'm going to hit it, quit it, and get out y'all's way. Because I still feel like I'm driving. Every time I try to drive coming from work, and I'm going, where's all this traffic coming from? It's still early over here. But somehow I run into the traffic. So
always.
Gotta just take, yeah, I gotta take it easy. And then, you know, look, right after that story I just told y'all, y'all know I was taking it easy because my heart was pounding. I said, no, we don't want to take no unnecessary risk.
So
God
no.
will get me there on time.
Yeah, that's right.
But we have an awesome word for you, God. Before, you know, before I get into this word, I got to give honor where honor is due. I feel like I'm still racing. Okay, let me calm down my voice. We got to give honor where honor is due because that's God's way. Got to give honor to the visionary of the line, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for his lovely, bright lady, Nadine. We thank God for the assistant pastor and the host of Block Talk Radio, Evangelist Hilda, for all that she does. I know, y'all don't know, but I know she be behind the scenes wheeling and dealing, trying to make sure the word of God can come forth, that music can come forth. And some people may not even recognize how important music is. Music
Amen.
Is important because while you're listening to those gospel songs, it's calming down your spirit. Yeah, it's getting you to a place where the word of God can enter in, right? You'll be having all these thoughts going on in your mind and you just, upset, happy, whatever. You got anxious thoughts going on. But what the gospel music does, it brings you to a place where your heart is open and the word of God can, my goodness, glory to God, that's good right there. And the word of God can just step in. And you understand why I just said, my goodness, glory to God. Because, that's good. If the word of God steps in and the word of God tells us in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God, then that means that, my goodness, where his word steps, y'all better hold on to this. Where his word steps, you got to understand God has stepped with his word.
Amen.
So when you hear that music, it's opening up your heart for what? So you can receive God. Yeah. He may be speaking through my voice right now, but it's still God. Right? I have no word to give you. I got no heaven or hell to put you in. But God. But God. So now you know. Whether you're listening to Pastor Billy Brown, Evangelist Tutu, it doesn't matter. It's God's word.
Amen.
So you're really hearing from God. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And that's what we all want. I don't want to hear from Kathy. I don't want to hear from Stephen. I want to hear from the Lord. Someone asked me, they said, can I watch your video? What? Watch my video? You know, because they be streaming us on Sunday. I said, it's on the video. But they're asking because why? I want to give you the respect of not just jumping in there. And you may not even know it's out there because I've had some women do that to me, put some stuff out there, and I didn't even know it was out there. Somebody came and told me. I said, oh, God, get that offline. Ain't nobody told them to do that. So you can appreciate when someone asks you, right? I'm the kind of person, I don't like myself when I'm talking. I don't like how I look. But guess what? I like how the word comes out. I Amen. Like how the word comes out. I want y'all to know. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for reminding me. I want y'all to know my lips are about as big as the moon right now. Yeah, because the sores in my mouth or the burning and the itching has not gone away. I went to the ER the other night. Me and Pastor Stephen stayed in there 5.5 hours for them to take me back, steal all my blood. Yeah, they stole it because they said nothing was wrong with me. So if nothing's wrong with me, why you need all them tubes? Huh? Yeah, this ain't the blood bank. I ain't come to get blood. But they took all my blood, and they said nothing was wrong with me. And I'm going, but look at my mouth. Look at my chin. Something is wrong. It's itching. It's, you know. And they said, but it could be an allergic reaction. I said, this ain't no allergic reaction. My lips are burning. And so I got to tell y'all what Pastor Stephen told me his thought was. Mm-hmm. So my lips are still burning, and they still feel like they're big as the moon. But somehow I don't feel, my goodness, glory to God, I don't feel a thing when I got to preach God's word. I really do not. Mm-mm. That's the time that I can't no pastor. What can separate us from the Lord? Nothing. Not even pain. Not even pain. I'm about to get this word up. Pastor Stephen says to me, he said, you think it's a spiritual thing? A spiritual attack? I looked at him like, huh? It could be because, you know, I need my mouth to preach, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he might be happy right now because he said, well, she can't talk back because she can't hardly open that mouth. You know, but I can preach, though. I might can't talk back because it'd be burning so bad, but I can preach. But when he said that, you think it's spiritual. My thing is, it could be, but here's the thing. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's a spiritual attack, right?
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to mean that Satan is attacking me, keeping me from preaching God's word, you know, enjoying my food. No. How about this? How about God saying, if you got all that pain in you, my goodness, watch this. If you got all that pain in your mouth, you can't eat but certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So where you could have fasted on your own, you didn't. So I had to help you. And I stepped out the way and let that come on you. So what? You would be under a mandatory fast. And I went, wow, because you know I can't eat nothing. I said, I have a little soup. Give me a little soup because everything burns my lips when it goes through. So I said, I'm under mandatory fast because I knew it wasn't no attack from the enemy, even though it's painful. You know, sometimes people be giving the enemy credit when it's really correction from God. Come on now.
Yes, right.
Sometimes we get so busy. We running. We doing. We just all over the place, and you can't think clearly. And God has to slow us down.
Yes.
So that we can function in the manner that he has put in us to function in. Yeah. So I had to slow down because, you know, I'm looking at myself. I don't like myself. Lord, help me, help me. Help me, Lord. You know, yeah, we going to the gym. Oh, no, we got a thing out there in the garage. All this, and they never hit the gym or the exercise stuff out there in the garage. So I'm on a fast, y'all. I'm on a fast because I can't eat. I'm going to sleep, though. But I give honor to God for all that he's done for all of us, the fivefold leaders, Thank God for all of you. I might have stopped at Evangelist Hilda, Apostle Jackson, Dr. Vernon Turner. Ah, the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DuBose, who is the senior pastor of Led by God Christian Ministries, and yours truly is the co-pastor. I thank God for all of them. I even thank God, I have to say it every time I get on the line, for Apostle Mother Wiggins. Awesome woman of God. Awesome woman of God. God, I got to keep giving her her roses while she's able to receive them. I tell people all the time, don't try to bring me no roses when I'm in the ground. I can't receive them. I can't even smell them. What you think? I'm going to be up in heaven going, oh, they brought me roses. No. I'm going to be in my glorified body like, well, Lord, you know I hope I am. I want to be in my glorified body like the rest of the angels, singing holy, holy, holy. That's what they're doing. They still glorifying God, still singing praises. I ain't going to be thinking about no roses. Them days is over. I'm in my mansion. God, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Okay, here we go. Let me get my specs so we can get into this word. And it is what? Good. Thank God for all the listeners out there, whether you or on the internet or on the radio up there in New York or on the telephone. It doesn't matter. If you are under the sound of my voice, just know that I greatly appreciate all of your love and support just for listening to the God in me, the word that comes forth through these lips.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Here we go. I pray everybody gets something out of this word today. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, all that you have done, all that you're doing, oh God, and all that you're going to do. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, oh God, just for being who you are and all of your glory. You continuously stretch out your loving arm to wrap around each and every last one of us, oh God. There is not one of your children, even the ones that haven't come in yet, there's not one of your children that can say they have never felt your love. We all felt it. We're all feeling it. Huh? Even when we was on the other side of the gate, we still felt your love. You were there protecting us, guiding us, even before we came in. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful that you've let us know I still have some that haven't come in yet. So we can start loving on one another rather than judging one another, huh?
Yes.
Rather than criticizing the way each other lives, because that used to be us. And because it used to be us, you loved us even when we were like that. We were not lovable. But you found a way to show us mercy.
Yes.
To love us, love on us anyway, God. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We adore you in the same way you loved on us. My prayer is that we will turn around and love on the others until they come in. After all, that's what it's all about, is bringing souls to Christ. And we can't draw them. You have to draw them. But you must use love and kindness, because that's what you told us, is through love and kindness. And if we never show love, if we never show kindness, there's nothing you can use in us other than that to draw them in. And so I pray that we would walk in a manner that is pleasing unto you, that you will bring the others in, oh God, and we will draw even closer in our walk with you. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Bless your word right now, oh God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Today, let me see. Y'all ready? We're coming from the Gospel of John. Chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. Thank you, God. I love you, Father. John chapter 10, verses 9 through 11, and it reads, I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. He will come in and go out and find Pat. Oh, my goodness, glory to God, that's good right there. And find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have light and have it in all its fullness. And I know some of your Bibles say, and have it abundantly. Mm-hmm. I am the good shepherd. Ooh, so much meat up in this here. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Wow. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness. The title of this message is Identity Theft. Let me tell you why God brought this back to you. There has been times when we've had our identity stolen. But guess what? Oh, my goodness, I love you, Jesus. Guess what? When you get your identity stolen, somebody could steal, you know, you may leave your purse around or your wallet around, or you ain't even got to leave it around. They so good in New York. They cut your pocket while you're walking, and you ain't even know your pocket they cut. Mm-hmm. And they done took your wallet and ran off, right? And I know it sounds crazy, but my father was holding on to me and my sister for dear life, right? He was holding our hands. He said, no. No, you don't know these people down here. Oh, okay. You know, we were young. We didn't know. And then right when it happened, he said, see what I'm talking about? Let's go back and get in the car. We got no business being down here. Now, we're looking at a man go up on another man. I don't even know how he did it. He went so close, and he swiped it real quick, went off, and all you saw was a little thing where he cut, got the man wallet, went on about his business. But in Delancey Street, if anybody's ever been to Delancey Street, it's busy. So you got people walking, pushing, shoving, you know. So you don't really feel if somebody bumps you like that because everybody's bumping you, right? And so it may take a while for you to realize that your wallet has been stolen or that your ID is missing. Long enough for them to go to the ATM, long enough for them to go to a store, you know, use your credit card, start buying things online, you know, have it sent to a P.O. box, anything. But it may take a minute before you realize that your identity has been stolen. So what happened is times have changed. Back then, it took a minute for you to get your money back and know that your identity had been stolen. I didn't run up no phone bill, but it wasn't you. Somebody stole your identity, okay? But now with modern technology moving right along, so has that. Times have changed. They have it where they say up to $50 you'll be liable for, and I know that that's their processing fee. But outside of that, you're not liable. So the time it takes you to get to a phone or realize that your identity has been stolen, you're safe. Anything over $50, you're safe, right? And they're going to take that $50 because, like I said, it's a processing fee, but they don't tell you that. We just know that. We got to pay them for protecting your identity. And so they'll reject some things, and they get so good that if they see things going on that they haven't normally seen on your card, they'll contact you right away and go, is this you? You just made a purchase at such and such for $1,100. Is this you? And you got, what, 5, 10, 15 minutes to get back to them and say, no, it's not me, and they'll cancel that transaction, right? Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. When someone steals your identity, it does not feel good.
Nope.
Right? Because it takes a minute for you to get all your ID back again. You've got to go out. You've got to apply for your social. You got to apply for your driver's license. You got to reapply for your credit card or send something in. It wasn't me. Sign this, sign that. And, you know, You got to go through a lot to get your ID back.
Yeah.
But most importantly, someone's running around using your name, claiming to be you.
That's right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel good. Right? And this is why God is letting us know, I love the Lord. When I tell you I love the Lord, I love the Lord. He says, I'm the gate. If anyone enters through me, this is Jesus talking, he will be saved. If he doesn't, I don't know how you're going to be saved because you got to come through me. He says, he will come in and out and find pasture. So for you to be saved, you first got to come through Jesus. You got to accept him. You got to believe that he exists. You got to believe and confess with your mouth that he died on that cross for our sins, right? And what happens is he says, if anyone, come on now, if anyone comes through the gate or enters through me, he will be saved, right? You're going to go in and out of and find pasture. So what that means to me, you'll be able to go in and out, in and out. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go in and out of relationship with him. No. It means you're going to go to and fro. Wherever you go, because you are connected to Jesus, right, you're going to find pasture. What does that mean? You will never have a lack. And I know some of you are going, there was times when I had no food, lies you tell. Lies you tell. No, there was times when I didn't have no food, lies you tell. What you mean? You may not have had what you wanted to eat, but I promise you, God made a meal available to you.
Amen.
And you think about it, you did not go no 40 days and 40 nights without something to eat. You did not even make it to 3 days. You know, some people say, well, I was homeless and I had to eat whatever I could, but you ate.
Right.
Come on, think about Elijah.
Uh-huh.
He was out there and God said, go to the widow woman. I'm going to feed you. So he goes to the woman. But on the way, guess what he was eating from? A raven.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping down. Here's your food.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine a bird coming and dropping something down for you? What you think is in a bird mouth? It sure ain't no turkey leg. So what you think is in a bird's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's something you don't want to eat. It's a worm. It's some kind of grass or something in his mouth. It ain't nothing nice. And I don't see that time where it said Elijah was complaining. He didn't complain. You could give a kid meatloaf, mashed potatoes, corn. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now, wait a minute. I said you can give it to a kid. I didn't say any kid of mine. I said a kid, not my kids. Because here's the deal. You either eat what I put on your plate, or you will go to bed hungry.
Yes, ma'am.
It ain't no, you don't want that? Okay, let me see. What you want? You like this? Uh-uh, I don't want that either. Okay, let me see. What about this? Now, ooh, good Lord. Ooh, I told y'all times have changed.
Because
I'm looking at these young parents and I'm going, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they get a choice? Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
You better eat that bird and be happy. Eat that Frank and be glad you had a Frank.
Absolutely.
I want some bread. We ain't got no bread. Now eat that Frank and shut your mouth. And you eat the Frank and you get to the point where you don't ask for no bread. You don't ask for no ketchup. You don't ask for none of that. Because your mother has already made it plain and clear. I'm giving you what I got.
All right.
If you don't get it, it's because I ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're sitting there and you get used to eating what your mother puts on the plate. And then you get to the point where you just love it. And I know most kids did not like lima beans. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they call them butter beans, try to give them a new name. It's still a lima bean.
Mm-hmm.
But they try to give it a new name. And so, you know, and your mother looks at you and goes, you ain't got to eat it. You ain't got to eat it at all. You prayer.
Definitely don't.
And you're sitting there going, well, what else I'm going to eat? Exactly. What else are you going to eat but the lima beans that I done got for free so we can have something on our table to eat? Come on now. You got to understand how God works. People said when they're going through hard times, they don't see God. Are you kidding me? That's when you see him the most.
Come on now. Amen, Pastor.
When there's a need, I'm not talking about greed. I said when there's a need, God is right on board with you.
That's right.
And that's why he said the ones that come through me, you'll be able to come in, go out, come in. And he's talking about the gate. You're not talking about your relationship with him. Because he's saying, I'm standing by the gate. I'm the good shepherd. So in other words, I'm watching over you and your lifestyle. I'm making sure whatever you have need of, oh my goodness, glory to God, whatever you have need of, you will always have it.
Amen.
Huh? Jehovah Jireh is a provider.
Yes,
huh?
He is.
Come on now. He promised us. He said, fear not, I'm with you. He also said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm always there. And when you look at the pictures of the footprints and you see one set of footprints and the person he's carrying look back and go, there was only one set of footprints. I was carrying you.
Amen.
You couldn't walk on your own. I had to carry you.
That's right.
Come on now. Yeah. So when you're so hungry and you think you got nothing else to eat, Kathy, God will show her. Well, let me see if she's going to understand that I just provided that cake for her.
Come on now.
And you look now. I ain't about to eat on nobody garbage.
Oh,
that's because you ain't never been a place where you had to eat out of the garbage. Okay. If you were in that place, you would have reached your happy hand in there and go, sure, ain't nobody seeing me eat out the garbage. Stick your hand in there, cut off that piece they ate from it, eat the rest and keep it moving. And then guess what you'll say? Because you know how I know? You know how I know? Because that's what I did. Pastor Stephen said, oh, they have a big old party over here at the park. I said, I'm coming. I'm coming. I ran across the street. They had all kind of food. They just tossing it, throwing it. We're like, what is wrong with them? And so he said, what are we going to do? I said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you clean up. Don't worry. And we cleaning up the park. And I got the knife. And I'm over there cutting off the part where they ate from to make the last part feel good. And he's looking at me. He said, what are we going to do? I said, you want some of this cake or not? He said, you going to eat it? Yeah, I'm going to eat it. I'm blessing it up to God and going by my merry little way. I might have been hungry, but I am not now.
That's right.
And I cut it off, and I ate it. Because you know what? In my walk with God, I've come to understand. And somebody is sitting there going, God did not give you no food in the garbage. No, he didn't. The people got that pizza from Pizza Hut. Got the cake from Pally's Bakery or whatever. Big old cake. And you think I'm going to walk away without my... Look, I done got so good now, I'll go up on the birthday party and say, could I get a piece of your cake? Sure! We want to share it with you. Pastor Stephen may not do it, but don't let me be hungry. I'll walk right up on him. Hey, you mind if I get a little bit of that?
Wow,
exactly. Come on, help yourself. Thank you.
That's right.
Because here's the thing. You got to understand, either you're going to be prideful and hungry, you're going to be humble with a meal.
Full.
I'd rather be humble.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's not saying that you have to get to that point. That's a story that I took to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You could be walking around every single day, right? You got a house to live in, apartment to live in, whatever. It doesn't mean you have everything you need. But you got to learn how to humble yourself to get what you need.
Amen.
Right? God despises. He hates the proud.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got to humble yourself to get what you need from them, right? There may be a time when he said, go over there and ask Sally for $50. And you say to yourself, Sally done seen me in my coach shoes with my coach bag with all this here. Sally ain't going to give me no money. No, Sally won't give you any money, but God will.
Come on now.
That's just a vessel that he's using to put it in your hand.
Amen.
So you either going to go up to Sally and do what God told you to do so he can meet your need, or you're going to be standing there thinking, I don't know why God doesn't answer my prayers. I don't know where God is at. And he said, I'm right here. I've been right here all along. I never left you.
Never.
Now, will you go where I provided for you, or will you continue to think that I'm not with you? Now, yeah, ooh, this is the part that I like. Identity theft, right? God is saying, Satan has stolen my identity, right? Every single day, he wants you guys to believe that he is me. He's not God, right? He does not care about you. Because you're able to go to a club and have a good time, because you're able to have a drink whenever you want to have a drink, because you're able to eat whenever you feel like eating till you done overfooled yourself. And guess what? I told you I found out the hard way. Gluttony is a sin.
Yes, it is.
You know, every time God provided for those folks, he said, this is what he told them. He said, don't try to hoard up or eat too much. Say, don't say that I'll provide for you tomorrow. Just get what you need right now.
That's right.
Right? No, we get in there, we start eating, it tastes so good, we keep on eating, we full. But we keep on eating, but that's the thing. You ain't got to do all that. Are you not trusting that God's going to meet your need tomorrow like he did today? Yeah. The identity theft is not on us this time. It's not that someone's trying to steal our identity. They don't want your identity. You ain't got no power.
That's right.
He's trying to steal from you, but not your identity. Your identity ain't going to do nothing for him. You think Satan could steal Kathy's identity and go up to somebody and go, in the name of Kathy, I command you to commit adultery. And they'll be looking like they did when the man came and he said, in the name that they called. Oh, you don't know his name? Tore up his butt and sent him out naked. He's not coming to steal from us, okay? Even though it looks like he's taking from us, he's really stealing from God.
Yes.
Remember, it has never been about us.
That's right.
It's always been about God.
Mm-hmm.
What he's taking from you is so he can look back at God and say, I stole another one. So what he's stealing is not what belongs to us. It's what belongs to God.
Exactly.
And he's got you in your mind thinking, he is your God. He's not your God. Mm-mm. He's there to destroy or kill you. And he will kill you. And you go, surely he ain't going to kill me. Oh, you think now? How's a cigarette going to kill me? How's a little weed going to kill me? How's a little adultery going to kill me? How's a couple of drugs going to kill me? Last time I checked, the wages of sin was death.
Mm-hmm.
The wages of sin was death, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to physically kill you. You become dead because you're in sin, right? And when you're in sin, come on now. Have you never seen those kids that they be so rich, and even though it's on TV, it's real. Watch this. They so rich and everything, and then all of a sudden they do something that really, really, really you know, the parents are so disgusted with them, they'll look back at them and go, you are no son of mine because of their ways, right? So guess what? When we continue to live the life that God has drawn us out from, and we go back to it again and again, and then we tell ourselves we ain't coming out because ain't nothing out there for me. This is the best thing for me. This is the life I want to live. This is what's, come on now, you got to understand, God is looking at you going, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Right? I don't want you to perish. I don't want to see you kill yourself. That's why I'm trying to bring you out from where you are. Right? I'm not here to kill, steal, or destroy you. I'm the good shepherd. You got one that would take your life and another that wants to give you life. Mm-hmm. But the choice is yours.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to act like the person that's there before you right now? Because you know that little rascal's running around down here right now, right? You do know
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's running rampant. And so while he's down here running and tossing us to and fro, are you going to make him feel that he's stolen the identity of our father? Yeah, see, y'all thought identity theft was on you. No. God wants to know, are you letting someone else steal his identity? Hmm. Why? Because you've made him God in your life. You said, no, I haven't. Yes, you have. You got people that can't stay off Facebook. You got people that can't stop watching TV. You got people that won't let go of the cell phone. Come on now. All of these things you have made your God, they have stolen his identity. And you didn't even look at it like that.
Nope.
Why? Because they get more of your time than he does. That's
absolutely
why. You think when Satan's trying to kill, steal, and destroy us, that he just comes in with a big old knife, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. No. He comes in subtle, right? And little by little, like I told Pastor Stephen, me and him was watching a boat one time. We were sitting out there at the harbor just laughing, joking, laying on the grass. I said, look at that big old boat. And we kept on talking. He said, that is a big old boat. We got to go on a cruise. Yeah. So we laughing, eating, talking, and we looked. And that big old boat, he wasn't speeding in the water. But while we sitting there enjoying ourselves, he was taking little steps, little steps, little steps. And when we looked, he was way on the other side. Mm-hmm. And that's how Satan comes in. Mm-hmm. He comes in like a thief in the night. He ain't trying to steal it all. Take a little bit, and then you ain't around again, you come back again, and he's pulling you, and you don't recognize you being pulled apart. What's one cigarette? What's one drink? What's one man? I ain't touching him. I'm just looking. I ain't stepping out. I ain't doing none of that. And God is looking at us going, why would you let someone else steal my identity? I am your God. And before me, there is none other. But you've allowed someone to come in and steal my identity in your life. Mm-hmm. And I told you, that's not me. But you don't want to listen because, you see, my spirit is continuously attested to whether or not you are hearing from me. But when you shut him down because you want to do what you want to do and you shut him down, huh? Then you no longer hear from any of us. Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost. Because you've closed us out. And if you close us out, you've made somebody else your God. And if you've made somebody else your God, they have stolen my identity. The God that we serve is a jealous God. He doesn't want you to have anything or anybody before him. He comes first. I used to hear those testimonies in church, and I'm going to bring it in for a close. I used to hear those testimonies in church. Some old ladies get up. I give honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I'm like, oh, he's the head of their life. What the hell? I give honor to God, who is the head of my life. And you know, when you're a kid, you text him and stuff. Where he at then? I don't see him to be the head of their life. That means no one has more control over me than my God. My God makes me go to somebody when I don't feel like going to him and saying, I'm sorry. My God makes me go to somebody when I don't feel like it and say, good morning. My God makes me do things that show others that he's operating in me. Because when they see me, they see the light in a very darkened world. And when they see that light, they know it's not mine. They know it's the God in me. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I told y'all we met. Me and Pastor Stephen, you know we crazy. We go on shop and look at, hey, can you sing? No, I can't sing. Can you? Yeah, but I'm hoarse right now. Girl, we ain't paying that no mind. Go ahead, sing that song. And the first thing she says before she sings the song is, babe, and she looked at the other woman and says, babe, what should I sing? So she's letting us know she's with her and they're in a relationship, right? And there was a time before God delivered me that would have made me cringe. And now God has delivered me because he said, if I can't send you to the lost, and that's the whole purpose of me calling you to do a work for me, to bring the rest of them in. If I can't get you to bring them in, what good are you to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her, I said, girl, sing that song. She said, I'm hoarse. I said, sing. She started singing, the tears was coming out of my eyes. I said, you hoarse? She said, yeah, my voice ain't right. I said, don't y'all forget us. Don't forget it. You know they ain't going to forget you. Because they say to themselves, okay, who does that? Just grab you in a parking lot. Can you sing? we try to build up our church. Yeah. God said, go out into all the world and compel them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye amongst all the nations. Ain't that what he said?
Yes.
Well, we got to start one nation at a time.
Come on now.
And the last time, oh, y'all do know on the back of the money said one nation under God. Come on now. And so we have to start one nation at a time. And right now, we're starting in Phoenix, Arizona. We're not going in nobody else's church. See, that's a stupid thing. Why would you go and try to get sheep that are already in the gate? Go outside of the gate and pick up the ones that haven't made it in yet.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't want to go to nobody's church and try to convince somebody to come to our church. No, that's not how God works. If they're already in there, leave them alone. They're already in there.
Mm-hmm.
Go out into the rest of the world. There's so many people that are not in. Go after them. Go get them. Yeah. You don't got to do all that. You ain't no thief. You ain't running up in people's churches. Oh, yeah, we signed our own church. Y'all call me. Call me. And when the pastor look again, half of his members gone with you. But like they told me, if people get up and leave and go with another church or another pastor and they leave you where you are, they never were supposed to stay with you that long anyway. Because if they were, they wouldn't have left.
All for a season.
So if they leave, it's okay because God's going to replenish. He's going to send the ones that haven't come in yet. He's going to send them in there to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
And so God is telling us today, when he says identity theft, he's trying to get us to open up our eyes and realize what we've allowed to steal his identity in our lives. Who we have made our God, right? Whether it's a computer, Facebook, it's a cigarette, whatever it is, God is saying, but I'm the good shepherd. And if you come through me, you will always be able to go in, and out, and you will always have pasture. You know what that means? You will always have what you need.
Yes.
For choosing one God. Mm-hmm. He is only one. Now, he may manifest Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but it's still one God. Okay? Satan is not your God. He's not your friend. Beware when people come up to you. Well, you know what? When people look at me and go, this is between me and you.
Yeah,
that kind of scares me because I'm going, if you didn't say that, I would have thought it was between me and you. But because you said it, now you're making me think, why you got to say it's between me and you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And what God is trying to do for all of us, he's trying to give us wisdom.
Yes.
Right? You know that his word says, in all thy getting, get understanding. You've got to understand who you're allowing to steal his identity in your life. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Wow. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise. Okay, and before we have Pastor Kathy give us the benediction and the call to salvation, we like to ask our guests online if they would give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 402-525. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you... Oh, that was rude. Amen. Okay, Pastor Kathy, I guess they enjoyed the word and that they left. So they didn't have anything else to say. But we thank God that they showed up in the spirit and stayed throughout the message this evening. So that was 619-559 and 402-525. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Wonderful word. I never thought of that, that... You know, you said that the thief is the things that we have in our lives, cell phones and TVs and things. So, wow, never thought of it that way. That is something to think about. Really is. So, at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we come into a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Bobby Shirt.
Amen. My goodness. You know, God has a way. He is so calm and so loving that comes in a gentle way to let us know we're stepping away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not moving. We're stepping away from him. Why? Because we're making someone else priority in our lives. We've allowed them to steal God's identity. Yeah. And he's no longer a priority for us. And he's saying, watch it. Because all those little bitty baby steps you've taken, you way on the East Coast now, started on the West. Right now, God is saying, if you don't have a relationship with him yet, it is not too late for you to come in. It is not God's desire that any should perish. He will come in. He wants to love on you. He wants to wrap his arms around you. But you've got to invite him in. You've got to first let him know, I'm a sinner. I confess of my sins, oh God. I repent. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And why does Pastor Kathy keep it simple? Because it is. God has made it easy for us to come into a relationship with him. If you do what I just told you, confess your sins, tell God you repent, you got to tell him that you believe that his son died on the cross for us. And then you've got to invite him into your life. And after you do that, that's all it really takes. That's the start of a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful relationship. And after that, you pray and you say, God, lead me to a good household of faith where I can come into the knowledge of who you are.
Yeah.
I want to live a life that's pleasing unto you, but I've got to first understand you. Take me to a good household of faith, oh God. And I will make you my Lord and Savior. And every day you'll see yourself growing into this person that God says you are now. Because when you come into a relationship with God, you become a new creature. And old things have passed away. You may slip a time or two, but old things really do pass away. Because you'll find yourself no longer wanting to go over there, no longer wanting to do that, no longer want to be calling on them. Because they're not heading in the direction you're heading in, right?
That's right.
It's not a slow process. It's a process, right? Where people thinking that it's, you're moving mighty slow, you should they look again, you way on the other side. It's a process. That's all. But every day you'll see the newness God is creating in you. You'll become more friendly. You'll be forgiving. You'll be merciful. And you go, whoa, wow, I remember when I would argue for it. And God is saying, but you're a new creature now.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to me, and I belong to you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for your gentleness. How you came tonight to let us know that we are slipping. Because we're allowing other things to steal your identity in our lives, to take over where only you should have control. So we thank you for opening up our eyes, oh God, and allowing us to see so that we can make changes.
Yes.
And you'll be pleased with our lifestyle, oh God. Yes. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Thank you for your word on tonight. And may it do exactly what you set it out to do.
Yes.
Not return to you void. We bless you, we love you, we honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to thank Pastor Kathy again for that wonderful word. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer from 6 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. I will come with a word from the Lord. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you guys and thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. God bless you and heaven smile upon you. At this time, we are going to leave with All Belongs to You. Praise God.
All the honor.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.